Blog Talk Radio. Just in case you want to jot down any reference to the Bible that it may say to you. I will be reading out of the Bible, out of Genesis to you today. So I want you to find Genesis 17, chapter 17, that is, and we will pick up where we left off at verse 22. But first, I want to remind you of in heaven's festivals. Of course, you know about the Sabbath. You know that you're supposed to keep that. Most of you do not keep it, and you should. You should keep the Sabbath and make it holy. And I want to thank our Father before I get into reading his festivals and the Bible. Heavenly Father, thank you for this gorgeous day. Pray that it will be peaceful to everyone in it. And I hope that they, and when I say they, the people, remember to go to a church that's open on the Sabbath day. They are to remember to keep the Sabbath holy. I thank you for all the wonderful things that you are doing for us sheep, as well as those who are not sheep. What are they? They are the tares, I suppose. I thank you for giving us excellent weather. Thank you for not allowing natural or chemical disasters to come upon us, such as in Hawaii. They are having a natural disaster with your volcanoes. You have said that in your Bible, I forget where it says that an island will sink. Hawaii is an island. And you have given the people enough time now to get off that particular island, because it may go down in the waters. We thank sheep, we praise and thank you for allowing us to have or to keep our right mind and allowing us to have good health as well as prosperity. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. Amen. The anointed one is Jesus Christ, whose name has been changed from his name is Yeshua, and it has been changed by, I call him the evil one, to Jesus. When there is no J in the Hebrew language, so they should, you know, we should call a lie what is a lie. His days are the Sabbath. Then there is the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and what we held this past May the 20th was cause. And the Feast of Pentecost, people go around speaking in an unknown language. Maybe they should not have done that. From what I understand, it is the smaller piece of the annual true harvest. It's 50 days from the previous feast, and that was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Our next feast is on September 20th, and that's the day of the Feast of Trumpets. That's for, they call it Rosh Hashanah, when we're blowing the trumpet, or what is called the shofar. After that is the, and that's on the Feast of Trumpets That is on September the 10th. The next feast is the Day of Day of Atonement, and that will be September the 19th. Following that will be the Feast of Tabernacles on September the 24th through the 30th. And after that, on October the 1st, that will be the last great day. And it is considered a separate feast. And I need to read the Bible a little bit more upon that. Now, see, let us turn quickly to Genesis chapter 17. And I left off at verse 22. But I want to go back up to verse 20 and say a few things and read the rest of it. And then if I have a chance, try to read all of chapter 18. And as far verse 20, chapter 17, verse 20, and as far as Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him. I will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. Well, I know who the 12 princes of Jacob are. Remember, our father had, Abraham had two sons. He had Isaac and Ishmael. So Ishmael has 12 princes that I could look up, but I do not, because we are of the seed of Isaac. And he had two sons, Jacob and Esau. And Ishmael had 12 princes. I have not studied who his children are. I just know that they are heirs. Remember, Sarah gave her husband, Abraham, over to Egyptian girl in Hagar. So, and she bare a son for him. But the promise is to Isaac, his wife's son, and she was old in age. So let me read verse 21. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee. And that thee means you. At the set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him. And God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael, his son, and all that were born in his house. And they were brought, and those, and that all that were bought with money, every male among the men of Abraham's house. And he circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the same day, as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 99 when he was circumcised, and the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the same day as Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael, his son, and all the men of his house born in the house and bought with money of the stranger. was circumcised with him. So I have finished reading Genesis 10, and I'm going back over this, and I should go further. I'm going to start reading chapter 18. I have read this 2 years, twice before I started on Blog Talk Radio. Then once when I was in, when I first started it coming 8 years ago on Blog Talk Radio, but I did not pay any attention or as much attention to what I was reading as I am now. I never knew that Ishmael had 12 princes. I have read it before. I didn't pay attention like I am now. So, when you have a chance, look up the 12 princes of Ishmael. You can just Google it and you will get the names of them. Chapter 18. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door of the heat of the day. And he left, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the door, from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground and said, "My Lord, if now I have favor found in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, for thy servant a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort you and ye your heart, after that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to do, for therefore ye are come to your servant." And they said, "So do as thou hast said." And Abraham hastened. Hasten means to rush or quickly do something. And Abraham hastened to the tent unto Sarah, make ready quickly three meals of fine meal, knead it, and make corn cakes upon the hearth. And a hearth is a fireplace. And Abraham ran unto them the, let me read that again, verse 7. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man. And he rushed to dress it, and he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed for them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, "Where is Sarah, thy wife?" And he said, "Behold, in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly bless unto thee according to the time of life. For lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son." And Sarah heard it in the door of the tent, in the tent door, which was behind them. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. That is, he's saying that she stopped like having a period, as most women do. She had gotten old, gotten to the age where women stopped having their monthly period. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, I am waxed old. Shall I have pleasure? My Lord, being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, I shall of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from this means from that place, and took and looked towards Sodom. And Abram went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Hold on a second. Jesus, I place my reading. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And at the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from this, and this means that place. They rose up from that place and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation? Let me read verse 18 again. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, do to justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, that means severe or serious, I will go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which is come unto thee. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from this and towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Venture there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place of the 50 righteous that are with them? That be far from thee to do after this manner. Slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee, or that be far from you. Thee means you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken on me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall be like 5 of the 50 righteous, will I destroy all the city for the lack of 5? Then he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 40's sake. And he said to him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 found there. And he said, I will not if I find 30 there. And he said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And I'm going to stop here at verse 32 and finish up next week. So verse 32 of chapter 18, I will finish next week. Right now, let us have a closing prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, thank you so much for protecting us from the evil one. In Yeshua's name, I pray that prayer. Amen. And of course, you know, they call Yeshua Jesus. Now, the 12 tribes of Israel, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Ephraim, Manasseh, Simeon, Zebulun, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Issachar, and Naphtali. Now, four women had Jacob's children. Now, most of you know about Leah and Rachel. And Bilhah, his handmaid, Bilhah and Zilpah. Jacob had one daughter, Dinah, and that daughter was by Jacob and Leah. Thanks for listening to the program. And come back and listen with me. I will pick up here on Friday. It's important that I read as much of the story of the Bible to you as I can. I believe Father will allow me to be here next Friday.
Help your children. Don't let them fall.
And thank you
by the side of the road.
I know that you're listening.
And teach them.
God, thank you.
To love one another.
But you are
one.
We've got to walk on.